New on the Packers injury report on Wednesday, Ty Montgomery limited with illness. Clay Matthews didn't participate with a hamstring issue. Randall Cobb limited with a hamstring and TJ Lang limited with a hip injury. Matthews was riding a stationary bike early in practice. They are all expected to play against the Falcons on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Titletown later on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thank you, Bill. This is Glenn Klein along with Mark Eichhorst on Community Conversation for a Throwback Thursday morning, sponsored by St. Monica Senior Living. Now, please welcome to your radio friend, the Community Partnership Manager for Big Brothers and Big Sisters, Kate Steffen-Coffel. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I have no complaints, Kate, but thank you for caring enough to ask.
My pleasure.
You must be a caring person if you're involved with Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
All of us that work there are.
How did you get involved?
There was an interesting position open, and I applied for it, and I got it. So I've been there just about a year now.
It's hard to imagine that anybody wouldn't know what Big Brothers and Big Sisters do. But for those beautiful humans out there that are listening that have heard of Big Brothers and Big Sisters but really don't know how it works, please explain.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters is a national agent or a national organization. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Racine and Kenosha Counties is our local affiliate office, and so we serve Racine and Kenosha. We serve just under 200 kids, and what we do is we match up kids between the ages of 6 and usually 16. We can go up to 18 though, with an adult mentor, and we call them our bigs, who are our adults, and our littles, who are the kids in our program. And our bigs and littles develop a relationship that is caring and trusting, and it's a learning experience for both ends. It has a wonderful effect on the children. It has a wonderful effect on the adults. As you shared with me, you were a big brother once, so you would know about that. And we're always, always looking for mentors, somebody to take a young person sort of under their wing and help them grow and reach their potential.
I was a big brother when I was a student at UW-Madison, and I had Tyrell, and he was a 13-year-old kid. I had a lot of experience working with kids because I used to be a camp counselor, then eventually a camp director and owner of a summer camp in Eagle River. But these are young people, both the boys and girls, generally speaking, who really are in need of major mentorship and come from often disadvantaged situations, don't they?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And when somebody who is inexperienced in dealing with children, how do you train them so that they are in the best position to help your littles?
Anybody can become a mentor, really. You go through a matching process, both the potential bigs do, and you talk about the kind of children that you feel would be a good fit for you, things that you like, things that you don't like, things that you want to do. The kids go through the same process, and the parents go through the same process. There's a good match made, everybody comes in for an interview, and we take it from there. A lot of support comes from our office, so if there are any questions that come up, any situations that arise, we have a lot of support that we can put around both our bigs and our littles to continue that healthy relationship and grow it.
She's Kate Steffen-Coffel. She is the Community Partnership Manager with Big Brothers and Big Sisters on WRJN's Community Conversation, brought to you today by St. Monica Senior Living. You know, when someone you care about needs a little help, maybe it's time to look into assisted living at St. Monica's. For over 45 years, St. Monica Senior Living has been providing compassionate, person-centered care for their residents on North Green Bay Road in Racine. St. Monica's really is like home, with great food, a loving staff, and lots of activities to participate in. One of the things people love about St. Monica's is what, Mark?
The chapel.
The beautiful chapel. A Catholic Mass is held every day. They also host Protestant services, and all religious denominations are welcome. The move to assisted living is a big decision. Come see why St. Monica's is the right choice for so many. Schedule your tour of St. Monica's Senior Living today by calling 262-639-5050. Come see for yourself why the residents say they love their home. Visit stmonicasseniorliving.com to learn more or call 262-639-5050 and schedule your tour today. St. Monica's Senior Living on North Green Bay Road in Racine, where you are the heart of their home. And there we just had another power surge.
Wonder what's going on.
The lights are flashing, and it's not even close to Mercury retrograde. The next Mercury
or bar closing time. Or
yeah, that's the old bar closing technique. You flick those lights, and if somebody doesn't know that the lights have been turned on and off, it is definitely time for them to go.
Yep.
He is a former bar entrepreneur, Mark Eichors. He's our community conversationalist on WRJN. We're talking with Kate Stephan Cothell. She is the community partnership manager of Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
And I used to work for Big Brothers and Big Sisters for about 7 years, from 2000 to about 2007.
What didn't you do?
I was their marketing director, helped with the fundraising events, and I was a Big Brother for a number of years, too. Kate, I think it's important that the people know, too, that sometimes they think, well, that sounds like a lot of commitment and time, but basically they used to ask for 4 hours a month, but I always found this, that once you started your relationship with your little, you wanted to do more and more. And again, some people say, well, is it expensive? And my little and I, we went to ball games and we went to movies. But some of our best times were just taking a walk in the park, mm-hmm. or going down to the beach or a barbecue in the backyard. And is it still 4 hours a month? Is that what you look for?
It's 4 hours a month. Yeah, that's all it is. You can, it's just a Saturday afternoon a month. There are lots of things to do. Big Brothers, Big Sisters has organized activities that, you know, bigs and littles can participate in. For instance, tonight we're going to be the Hampton Inn and Suites in Kenosha is doing a trick-or-treating event for us. We have that completely filled up with our bigs and littles, so we're going out there tonight. Oftentimes we get donations of tickets for, you know, I can't say it, a room full of Cubs fans, I guess, but Brewers tickets.
Oh, we love the Brewers.
Yep.
Just we cheat on the Cubs once in a while. Just not in favor of the Cubs, that's all.
Oh, I see. All right.
See how that works?
Yeah, but we have activities and we get, you know, tickets for things donated. So it really doesn't
cost. I remember they used to do
cost.
A fishing event out at Browns Lake.
We still do that.
And those were always great events. And like you said, at very little cost. And I said, my little, he probably just enjoyed going to the library. We had fun at the ball games. We had fun at the movies and stuff. But it's not that expensive. And it's not all that much time. And especially with social media nowadays, you can even keep more contact with them than ever before.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
What is your little's name?
Boy, I got to remember. You caught me there. I can't.
It's been a minute, huh?
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Did you convert him to being a Cubs fan at least?
No. He was a Brewer fan.
Dude.
Yep.
I'm a little disappointed. Not that you can't remember his name.
I think it was Brandon.
I'm glad you're honest with me. But that you can't have converted him to being a Cubbies fan. That is just not right.
We worked on other things in his life that were a little bit more important in that time.
There's nothing more important than being a Cubs fan. You know, I do life coaching, Kate, and one of my clients is a young man in the Tampa Bay area, mm-hmm. and I was very strong on him to become a Big Brother, which he has. Mm-hmm. He has Jerry, who's a 9-year-old boy, African-American kid in St. Petersburg, Florida, and he taught Jerry how to swim. They go to hockey games and baseball games, but they have the same 4-hour rule, but they see each other every week. They can't get enough of each other.
Oh, the vast majority of our matches far exceed the 4-hour a month requirement. There is no requirement. At some point, it just goes from being a requirement to we want to hang out with each other. And so somebody's going to have their little over, watch some TV, you know, cook or just, you know, hang out and just be together.
That's what it's about. It's about spending quality time. It's not what you do. It's just the amount of time and mm-hmm. the compassion and the relationship that is built between the bigs and the littles.
Mm-hmm. I remember now it's Dante.
Oh, Dante.
Yeah, it was Dante.
That's a better, cooler name than Brandon.
Yeah.
With all respect to Brandon.
Scholes.
And every other Brandon I know out there. And I lived in Brandon, Florida for 20 years.
But like you said, it's just the quality time. You can be doing something simple. I tell you what, they enjoy going for rides in the car and just talking and you know, maybe doing some schoolwork together. I also got into some reading programs in the schools and stuff like that. There's so many things, and they take a good time matching up. For example, if you're a sports fan, they'll try to match up with a young person that has some interest in sports. Maybe you're into cooking. They'll try to find you a young person that likes cooking. You know, they do a great job in the matchups.
And you guys are in definite need for new bigs, yes?
Yes, absolutely we're in need. We have a large waiting list in Racine. There's a particular
waiting list of littles.
Right.
Who are waiting for bigs to sign up.
Exactly. And we have a particularly large need for male mentors. And I think the other thing that's important, too, is, you know, is the 4 hours a month, like you said, but that it doesn't matter how old you are. I mean, the requirement is that you are 16 and have a driver's license, and you know, you go through the screening and interview process, but our oldest mentor right now is 80. And so you don't have to be a very young person. You don't have to be, you know, somebody that is a single person. You can have a family and you can still have a little. We have big opportunities for couples to be big couples. You can be a big family. You can be a big brother. You can be a big sister. So there are opportunities really for everybody.
And we've talked about the fact that people may spend more than 4 hours a month together, but start out at 4 hours.
You know, and so many times, too, the relationships, even though they may end, they continue. And what I mean by that is the little may ask the big to his wedding. Or be a godfather, or things like that. There's so many stories out there like that.
And I bet that littles become big brothers and sisters themselves from time to time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We've got one really neat match. Well, they're not a match anymore. But this young man is in, I believe, in his 30s now, and he and his former big still have a very, very strong relationship. They were matched up, I think, when the young man was about 12 or 13. And his children, the former little's children, call the big grandpa.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
And I actually knew a big and a little that became business partners after so many years, too. And there's so many great stories.
This is Community Conversations on WRJN, sponsored by St. Monica Senior Living. She's Kate Stephan Cothell. She's the Community Partnership Manager of Big Brothers and Big Sisters. What is the website, Kate, that people can contact to get in touch with you guys?
It's beabignow.org.
Beabignow.org.
Correct.
So are you a Cubs fan?
I don't want to answer that in this room full of Cubs fans.
Get out! Get out!
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
An early Throwback Thursday Hour of Power, where we acknowledge during this 60-minute time frame what we know to be true 24/7, that knowledge is indeed power, follows WRJN covering the world at 10 o'clock.
Fighting ISIS near Mosul. Phony reenlistment bonuses. I'm Evan Haining. Iraqi commanders say their forces have pushed ISIS militants out of a small town south.